Rocker Keith Caputo is detransitioning, warns parents to protect children from trans agenda. No drugs, no fucking irreversible surgery. By David Ng on November 29, 2024. Keith Caputo, the lead singer of the alt-metal band Life of Agony, has announced he is in the process of detransitioning after living several years as a woman named Mina. In a recent social media video, Keith Caputo detailed the process behind the detransitioning, including getting his fake breasts removed, while declaring that he has a newfound sense of freedom. He also warned parents not to allow their children to undergo transgender procedures. No drugs, no hormones, no fucking irreversible surgery, he said. It's like honey lamb, I am a man, I always was a man. You're just not used to hearing authentic people speak. You're used to people spitting lies at you about their identity, he said. Caputo said he will complete the detransition process next year. Yes, I'm off of hormones, 6, 7 years now, and this January 2025. My surgery has been booked to remove my fake breasts and I will be lovingly living in my divine male self. I'll be physically completely detransitioned in 2025. I can't wait. I feel so free, he said, later adding, I'm very proud of myself. I've been through so much over the years. I wouldn't wish gender dysphoria on my worst enemy. It's one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever been through in my life, and I'm just so happy that it is fucking over. Later in the video, Caputo condemned the fad of parents allowing or pushing their children to undergo irreversible transgender procedures, including hormone treatment and even surgery. So think, parents, he said, later adding, now just imagine bringing your little kid and incorporating these irreversible changes in their lives. He said parents should allow their kids to play at being other genders if they desire, but should draw the line at that. No drugs, no hormones, no fucking irreversible surgery, he said. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.